Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Usually smarter people than I in that chat room. Usually, not all the time. Kimberly Brent's going to join me in a few minutes. I'm sure she's going to be hot on this as well. The Kangaroo Court, I'm sorry, committee. You know, you've been hearing about this all day long. I hate beating up stuff that we've been hearing about all day long. But this one's kind of like so irritating. You know, we knew this was happening. We knew what was going on. Right? You knew what the outcome was long before the outcome. So, I hope nobody was really surprised. But, you've heard this, kind of heard this all day long. And I don't know if anyone's really picking up on the reality, severity, whatever word actually works here. Do you understand how close to communism this is? They were not allowed to defend themselves. That's a reality, right? They were not allowed to defend themselves. Why not? What is the other side afraid of? What is the problem here? If they really want justice, if that's really what they were looking for, well, they could have had it. They chose not to, mind you. But they could have had it. No defense. You know, what's funny about this is they have, they're referring this, which, why, I don't know. The DOJ's already got something going on. They don't need help from Congress. Congress is not the smartest group of people there are. So they're referring this over to the DOJ. Another wonderfully, you know, I don't want to beat on all the rank and file, because there's a lot of good rank and file people in the Department of Justice. Now, I have to preface that with, why don't you speak up? Don't tell me it's because you have a family to feed. A lot of people have lost a lot of things. A lot of resources, their homes, and other things. So if you're at the Department of Justice, and you've decided it's more important to keep a paycheck than it is to fabricate information, fabricate reports, I don't know how that speaks to your integrity. Right? But this is, it is going to take some brutal honesty. It's going to take some real hardcore decisions to break these people. Anyway, the J6 committee recommended criminal referrals for Trump and others. The fun thing about this is the new committee coming in can rescind it. They don't have to honor it or back it. Jamie Raskin, representative from Maryland, said that the committee believes that they have evidence of Trump's obstruction of an official proceeding in Congress, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to make false statements to the federal government, and incite, assist, or aid and comfort an insurrection. Nobody was charged with insurrection. I don't know if they know that. I don't know. I don't really think they care, but find it interesting. Nobody was charged with insurrection. How are they going to make that stick? Now, everybody's saying, well, Attorney General Merrick Garland will have the final say on the referral. But isn't he one of them, basically? Liz Cheney, loser Liz, she lost her Republican congressional primary. She said Trump's unfit for any office. I love it. The January 6th panel referred four Republicans, Representative Kevin McCarthy, Andy Biggs, Jim Jordan, and Scott Perry to the House Ethics Committee for defying a congressional subpoena. That is just hilarious. Just, you know what I'm going to love? You know what I'm going to love? Let's see what happens. Right? Let's see what happens when the new Congress takes over and they subpoena Pelosi. What's going to happen? You think she'll show up? What's going to happen when they subpoena, you know, any one of them? You think they'll show up? And let's see if the rules are the same for them as they are for us. It's just it's a political stunt. It's simply a political stunt. You guys already know this. They knowingly altered evidence. And when I say that, they only played surgically chosen bits and pieces of video of Trump talking that Trump speech that day. Right? They blocked many that wanted to testify on Trump's behalf. Well, they wouldn't call him. That's blocking them, is it not? They failed to respond to Jim Jordan's many, 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 many concerns. So let's just be honest about it. That's why we're calling it a kangaroo court. See what Kimberly has to say on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Some of you may have already heard that, which I'm in shock. I mean this sincerely. I am shocked that Chief Justice Roberts has put a stay he's temporarily paused the lifting of Title 42, the border restrictions. We'll see what happens. There's 19 states that asked him to do this. So we'll see if he really does come true. But just the mere fact that he went through with this made me want to go out and buy a lottery ticket, you know? Kimberly Moore joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, how are we doing?
I'm great. How are you?
You're great because you have 9 Christmas trees and we're, 5 days away from Christmas?
I only have 6 Christmas trees.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I apologize.
I would like to set the record straight. I would have 9 if I had the room. Okay?
God, I can't imagine. I mean, 1 is enough. And I know people have a whole bunch, right?
Okay, so let me try to explain this, and other people listening will get this. I like to have themed trees. So, like, one tree is an angel tree, another tree is a snowman tree, another tree is my girly tree. And then I have, like, a special tree that's all hearts that I've collected from the years that my husband and I have been together, and it also has special ornaments on it. And then my big tree is just a fun, regular, like, red, green, and white Christmas tree.
Do you have, do you have the one with the with silver with all the?
Yes, my girly tree is silver, but it's got all like pink and purple and light blue and silvery, shiny, glittery ornaments on it. It's not a really cool like 70s silver with the light rotating light like my nanny had. I would love to get one of those, too. I would add that to my collection in a heartbeat.
How much did you pay for one? Because I might be able to send one your way.
It depends. We can barter. We can negotiate. Depends on how big it is, because I will find room for that. My nanny had one growing up, and I thought it was the most wild thing on the planet, because we always got real trees when I was little.
Yep.
And go to my nanny's house, and there's this big silver thing, tree, and it's got a rotating color. I'm like, I used to just sit in it in awe. And that was before, like, good drugs, you know, because I was little.
Tammy's got one. Tammy's got one from way back when. It's an original one. When we put it up, she loves it. It freaks me out all the time. So it reminds me, like, you know, a bunch of people sitting around drinking heavily at one of those late sex parties. And they always saw that tree going around there or what have you. So, anyway.
It probably would be really cool on mushrooms or something.
God, stop it.
No, back in
we're
the 70s, I'm
drugs
sure,
on the show, okay?
Back in the 70s, I'm sure they were dropping hits of acid.
I'm sure they were, yes, microdot acid, actually.
Microdot.
But that's okay. There you go. That was the drug of choice for many of that day. I put it that way. Anyhow, God bless. You're going to get me in trouble one of these days. All right, hey, listen, I had this argument. A nice argument, a friendly argument with a friend of mine over Christmas songs and Christmas carols. And he was talking about, you know, the Mariah Carey, "Oh, Is It All I Want for Christmas," and that kind of stuff. I'm going, dude, really? What's that got to do with Santa and the Christmas tree and, you know, Christ or any of that stuff? I want the classics. I like the classics.
All I want for Christmas is for Mariah Carey to shut the heck up. I think it's awful. It's awful. You know what I have? I have a Christmas playlist, Joe, that I've been listening to now since probably after Thanksgiving. And it's all the classics like you were saying. Nat King Cole, Santa Baby. I can't even remember.
Oh, yeah.
I have my Amazon list right here. You know,
maybe
Carol of the Bells.
You know, that one.
I got that one, too. The
I'm
original.
Sure you do.
And I have my list right here. I all the classics that I like. Nat King Cole, Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, The Ronettes, Sleigh Ride, Dean Martin, Let It Snow, Bing Crosby. One of my favorites is Burl Ives. I love him. Perry Como. I mean, seriously, Jimmy Durante. I have Frosty the Snowman, even though I kind of hate that show.
So you're more leaning towards the older stuff that you enjoy, the classics.
No, that is what I enjoy. I don't like any of this new crap. Never have. Although, I think Wham had a good Christmas song, but I can't remember. But no. Nope, I like all the old classics. Even my son likes all the old classics, too. He doesn't like any of the new stuff.
Now, I already know the answer to this. I'm almost afraid to ask it. But they put out a list of favorite Christmas movies. And I know at the very top of yours is A Christmas Story, right?
Correct.
So, but as far as that goes, I mean, are you Home Alone and all those other ones? I mean, I like the old ones. Miracle on 34th Street.
Miracle on 34th Street. It's a Wonderful Life. And I like, you know,
Muppets Christmas. Yeah, Muppets Christmas.
I don't have that one. I own, and I just watched the other night, all the classics like Rudolph, Frosty. My husband likes Frosty. Whatever. Karen. The girl, little girls, of course she's a Karen. The Year Without a Santa Claus with Heat Miser and Ice Miser. I know those songs, and I start singing them every time. And then Burgermeister Meisterburger.
That's funny. I remember that one, too.
Oh, yep. Yeah. I love them. I love all the. We just watched all those the other night. And the Grinch, of course. And then, did you ever see Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas?
I can't say I did.
Oh, my God. My husband absolutely hates it. But it was, when I was a little kid, it was on HBO. And we had HBO at the time. Who's the guy who did the Muppets? Jim Henson?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
It's by him. It's by him, and it's such a sweet, oh, my God, I love this movie. And so I own all those. I literally own them. I don't have a children at home. I watch them every year. I own them all.
I'm in the kitchen doing stuff, and I got the Muppets.
I didn't know the Muppets. I'm going to have to look up the Muppets Christmas now to check that out and write it down.
It's actually quite funny, and there's some humor in there that no kid's going to get. We'll just put it that way.
I probably watched it when I was a kid and didn't get that. A lot of shows I watched. You know what Christmas show I don't like is the Snoopy one? Charlie Brown.
Really?
Not interested. We don't even watch it ever. I haven't watched that in years, and I don't care to. Don't know why.
Wow. No,
don't
no,
like it.
No sympathy for Charlie, I guess.
Yeah, I just don't know why. I was never into them. The other movie, two movies I watch every year religiously. We usually watch them after I allow A Christmas Story to be shut off for 24 hours. You know, Christmas Eve it starts. is Scrooge, and we watched two Scrooges. We watched the one with George C. Scott, which is amazing.
Yep.
And then there's another one from the early 1930s we watch every year. It's so good.
I think I know what you're talking about. All right, we'll be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. I promise we'll talk about current events. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court pausing the lifting of Title 42 for now.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has issued an administrative stay that keeps in place the Trump administration order that people applying for asylum at the southern border will be sent to Mexico while their cases are processed.
Correspondent Rich Johnson, several states filed an emergency application asking the high court to keep Title 42 from ending. A jury in California is finding Harvey Weinstein guilty of sexual assault. The jurors in Los Angeles said the disgraced movie producer attacked a woman. Weinstein was previously convicted of similar charges in New York. And millions across the U.S. prepare for another wintry blast. Severe winter storms are possible in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic with extreme sub-zero cold and Arctic conditions descending upon the central U.S. in the run-up to Christmas. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Jonas in your house. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. There is still time if you go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Your husband wants some slippers. Your wife wants a nice bathrobe. Sheets are great. I've already been through this with you guys. You get 30 to 70% off. He's extended the satisfaction. I think it's all the way through March. So you can actually sleep on these sheets till March and then decide you don't like them. Send them back and buy a new pair, but don't tell them I told you that. You know, but the bottom line, you'll save 30 to 70%, but you got to use promo code Joe on the way out. Promo code Joe on the way out, MyPillow.com or MyStore.com, whichever you prefer. And why not support people who support us? In all sincerity, in reality. Stop feeding the Chinese. They hate you. They don't like you. They don't like us. Why keep feeding them? I just don't get it. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, you know, I am amazed. I'm just amazed at how... We just don't get it. The Americans as a whole just don't understand that by buying products made in China, all they're doing is giving them money to keep pounding on us.
I remember, I think we talked about this before. I remember when this happened in the 90s, when they did the whole NAFTA thing and Bill Clinton and Republicans signed away crap to China. And before, everything was made in USA. Like, there were some countries here and there, but it was piece of cake to get something made in USA. Right. Then you had to really look. And that's what we used to do, is really look to see if make sure the label said made in USA. And now, you, like, really, really have to look. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It's like, crazy.
My son's Christmas list this year, every single thing was made in USA.
Well, wait a minute. Did he go out of his way to find that, or did it just so happen? Oh, okay.
He tries to buy stuff only made from USA companies. Yep.
Good. All right.
He intentionally did that.
Well, here's one that's going to get your blood boiling. Okay? CDC removed the stats on defensive gun use because they were getting a lot of pressure from gun control activists. Aren't they supposed to be reporting the truth, real facts, real numbers, and not worry about what other people think or say?
We're talking about the CDC. Have you missed the past 2.5 years? The CDC can no longer.
I must have been in a coma or hiding for some disease. I don't know.
Yeah, no stats can be trusted from the CDC ever again. The organization has proven, and it probably always has been, but it's proven that it's nothing but a political arm of the left. And it's not going to matter who's in office, because look what they did when Trump was in office.
Yep.
It didn't matter. They pretend like they're the experts, but really, their information is biased. The CDC should be on crimes against on trial for crimes against humanity for the lies and what they did about COVID and COVID protocols and COVID remediation.
The CDC said that in their studies, they found that gun defense use occurred between 60,000 to 2.5 million times per year in defending oneself. Okay. Mm-hmm. They wiped them all out because the head of some gun group said that the 2.5 million number needs to be killed. This is his email that was brought up. The number needs to be killed, buried, dug up, killed again, and buried again. That's Mark Bryant, the executive director of the Gun Violence Archive. This is he had an email campaign that went to the CDC, just relentless. So amazing how it doesn't take much for them to get something to move to be removed, but for us, it takes an act of God. He'd have to show up and hit them with lightning.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. You know what? That was, excuse me, that was a quote-unquote gun violence prevention research study that Obama had sanctioned for $10 million back in, I think, 2013. So, you know, when the left says, the Republicans are stopping all quote-unquote gun violence research. I'm saying quote-unquote because there's no such thing as gun violence because guns are inanimate objects. They can't commit acts of violence. And this report, basically, this study just combined all kinds of reports from all over the, you know, research, and that's why they have that 60,000 a year to 2.5 million number because it was based on a variety of different research articles and studies. So Obama did that, but nobody talked about it when it was over. No one talked about it because self-defense was a big part of it.
God. You know, it's amazing with all the games that they're playing and the stretches that they're making to try to say why these numbers are bad. Again, we need to make as much noise as they do. We need to be in their faces like they're in our faces, but we're not. We're cowards. We don't do that.
It really is
infuriating at times, you know?
No. Joe, we can be in their faces all we want. Do you think they care what we say?
Oh, not at all.
Go by the people who fund them. We can pound them. We can do all the comments when ATF tries to change crap. That's really stupid. There could be millions of comments all against what the ATF wants to do. What do you think they're going to do? They're going to do whatever their party bosses tell them to do.
Yep.
They're not.
If we keep making noise, maybe, just maybe, some of these elected officials will figure out this is not a direction to go in. I don't know. You just said it a few minutes ago. There are some Dems that wouldn't touch this in their state.
Correct. And that's who you hit. You hit the people who are weaker because they do have a strong Second Amendment community who may support them. Like Joe Manchin. I mean, I don't know if you remember when Joe Manchin first ran for Senate. I clearly do, because he took Obamacare and then, I don't know if it was a rifle or a shotgun, and he shot it as an ad. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think so. You're a little younger than I am. Probably easier to remember.
if it was a great ad, but if a Republican ever did that, the left would have lost their marbles.
Oh, yeah?
What few marbles they have left. But that was years ago. He did that. So, obviously, it shows two things. Number one, he was against Obamacare, which who knows how he voted because he can't be trusted. And number two, though, he is supposedly for Second Amendment rights. I'd have to look to see his voting record on that. But Joe Manchin is not all he thinks he is or people think he is because he cannot be trusted, as we've already seen.
Yeah, I've been reading, you know, Dick Durbin is one of the guys that facilitated the meeting with the CDC and kind of pushed it to make sure these people were heard. I mean, again, numbers and numbers, stats and stats. I don't know how you fix this. I just know how to be loud. You know what I'm saying?
So, excuse me, the most important thing for me, and should be for everyone is at the local level, what's your state legislature doing? What are they doing? What are your gun control laws like in your state?
In California? If
they're bad, well, forget. You don't count. I don't think there's any saving California at this point because you guys have mail-in voting. Democrats are going to win those elections every time.
Yep.
The majority. I'm sorry, but look at Oregon has it too. Oregon, that's all you do is mail-in. Or is it Washington?
One of the states only had, they've had years to perfect it. But you're right.
Years to perfect it. Yeah, so Democrats only ever win.
Yep.
It's at the local level because over the past 10 years, you know, this is when all these gun control groups came out, Giffords and Mom's Man Harpies, you know, the paid hacks from the patriarchy, Michael Bloomberg. They're literally spending millions and millions of dollars every year to push gun control. Guess what? More states in the past 10 years have passed constitutional carry despite these idiots. So you got to look at it at the state level.
Oh, look at it. I agree with you. And you have to keep fighting some of these things at the state level. California, every time.
Joe, we've had constitutional carry in New Hampshire for the past several years. No crimes have increased. We're still one of the safest states in the country, along with Vermont and Maine. The three of us, like, duke it out for who's number one for this being the safest state. All three of us have constitutional carry, although Vermont has recently passed some stupid laws, and Maine is now pushing gun control. Apparently, there's a bunch of commercials for gun control, so I think they're pushing it. And, of course, the left-wing lunatics that rule and ruin Portland and the bigger cities might get it done. But the Democrats, this session in New Hampshire, they're pushing all kinds of gun control. I'm like, what are you people? What's wrong with you people? They're pushing gun control. They don't have control of any aspect of our state legislature.
Well, I'll explain. We'll be back in a few minutes. People, look out for a lot more coming up.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzuto, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Let me just bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. I always appreciate a conversation. And, you know, again, California. I call it Northern Venezuela because, you know, we had another power outage this week. People talk about brownouts and all this other stuff. And, I mean, we're talking California, right? This is like technology central. How is this happening? It's just amazing. I can see happening, you know, in New England. I mean, they do have stuff there that's 300 years old, for God's sakes.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we actually have a nuclear reactor that we get energy from, but, of course, the freak show greenies don't like anything that's actually good for energy. That's actually green. We could expand that, but, you know, that's not going to happen. They want to shut it down.
Yep.
The same lunatics who want to shut down nuclear reactors are the same people who don't want you to use gas and don't want you to use coal and whatever. It's like they want you to be in the dark ages again because progressives are really regressive.
It is an interesting one. Now, Governor Newsom, the most green governor there is, I guess, he was... He was, you know, signing the bills to make sure that we, I think it's 2025. I may have my numbers wrong. Like, garden tools can no longer be gas. They have to be electric, right? And by 2035, you can no longer sell a gas-powered vehicle in the state. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, there is no money for infrastructure. In any of the budgets, we're seeing no money for infrastructure. The infrastructure as it stands today in the state of California cannot handle people charging their cars. We even had notices this summer. If you had an electric car, please don't charge it. Which means what? Can't go grocery shopping. You can't go to the supermarket. You can't go to work. What are you supposed to do?
Wait, I have a question. What about, like, ambulances and fire department and, you know, those kind of people? What are they going to do?
I guess they're going to have electric ambulances and electric fire trucks whose pumps will die.
That's going to work out real good. What about the National Guard if they have to do stuff? Or how about Border Patrol? Oh, yeah.
Well, we don't need Border Patrol. And as far as the National Guard and the military goes, haven't you heard the subtleties from Harris about how our military is the most polluting organization on the planet?
What?
Now, it's just amazing to listen to her talk. And she talks about, you know, would you rather carry a battery pack than that? I was like, you don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, my Lord, are you kidding me? I didn't know she said that.
Oh, yeah. She always talks stupid.
The most polluting organization on this planet is the White House, the executive branch. I mean, let's not even talk about all their SUVs and their extremely expensive and carbon-producing jet flights all over the world and the country. But the hot air that comes from her and Biden alone is way more excessive pollution than our entire military combined.
You know what's funny is every one of those Secretary of States, every one of the cabinet members, what have you, that have a Secret Service or you know, a detail assigned to them, their vehicles run 24/7. Okay? In case they have to get them. If they're being protected at their homes, those vehicles are running.
Yes, they got to be ready to go.
Bingo. Right? And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, how are you going to do that with an electric car? Matter of fact, there's an article where was that published? On how battery shrinkage in the winter is a real issue for electric cars. I know it, right? You have to laugh. You just have to laugh.
I'm just picturing the Seinfeld episode when George went in the water and it gets walked in by someone. It's shrinkage. It was cold water.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Anyway.
That's what this green movement is. It's a George Costanza because it's old crap and useless.
Yeah, it dropped as much as 32% in range in most cars. That's the average. Okay. And
wow.
It starts to drop when the weather drops below 70 degrees. 70 degrees. So if you live in New England, chances are you might make it to the store in the back. You better bring your snowshoes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Joe, imagine the blizzard of 78. I mean, gas cars got stuck. Imagine if you were stuck in traffic with an electric car. You're just screwed all around. You can't even run your car to keep warm after a certain point.
Oh, my God.
The
new Ford F-150 lost almost 100 miles per charge in the snow and cold weather. The one that did the best was Tesla. It only lost 13% of its charge in the cold weather.
Wow.
God bless. Well, I think I'll keep my gas-powered car. I'm gonna look for a couple of CJ7s. From the old days, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable just how insane these people are. And they have this cult following. That's why I call them the climate cult. Because these people can't critically think and can't put 2 + 2 = 5 to them. It doesn't equal 4. And they can't realize, they don't understand where electricity actually comes from to power these cars. Right? They don't understand that wind turbines are horrible, don't produce enough electricity, and are destroying nature by not only polluting the earth, but killing birds like eagles and birds that we need. And also, there's more actual workers who die on trying to fix wind turbines than on oil rigs. And you know, the oil rigs are huge, right?
But What is the biggest product that goes into making these cars? Petroleum. Making the cars. Yeah. What does it take to put the batteries together? I mean, the amount of pollution and carbon emissions in putting one of these things together way exceeds a gas-powered car.
The lithium mining alone, not to mention that it's child slave labor. Greenies don't, we already know the left, how they feel about children. But the lithium mining alone is horrific and completely destructive of this earth, no matter where it's mined. Not to mention the child labor and slave labor aspect of it. But then all the petroleum products used to build the car, you're right. And then on the other end, I was talking to someone and it was like $30,000 to get a replacement lithium battery.
Oh, yeah.
After only a few years. And then $20,000 for another cheap car. So, and then disposing of those batteries is horrifying for the environment. These electric cars are way worse for the environment than any gas-powered car on the planet.
Yeah, well, I go back to the simplicity of everything, right? Number one. Where does the electricity come from that charges the car? They think it comes off the solar panels on your roof. Sorry. Right? First of all, most people charge their car when? At night. When they're sleeping. They come home from work.
Yep.
I don't think solar panels work in the dark. I might be wrong. But
I was just going to say, so everybody thinks, oh, solar panels are great. But you don't just get the solar panels. If you really want to store electricity, you have to get this other thousands and thousands of dollars worth of battery storage. So you're right. They're not charging it like that. It's not the same as if you just are using straight electricity. Most people don't have that battery storage because it's extremely expensive.
Yeah. And if you live in some of the states where you're getting snow or it's very cold, as we're learning as the days go on, you don't hold a charge. You don't want, what do you, freeze to death at 5:30 because you can't hold a charge all day?
So I just use an example, Joe. I have these really nice solar lights outside, right, on my deck. And in the spring and summer and fall before the stupid time change, they'll get, if as long as it's sunny out, they'll be bright all night. Like they get, they get charged all day. They will stay lit up all night until they go out only because the sun's coming up in the morning. That's how good they are. But in the winter, I'm lucky they last for a few hours because it's just, unless it's sunny out, because, yes, like you said, it's colder and there's less sun. There's less sun.
They must have missed that in science class. I don't think we're teaching science anymore in school.
No, we're not.
Before you get off the phone with me, I got to throw this one at you because I want to hear your blood pressure go through the roof. So the January 6th committee, are you surprised? They recommended criminal referrals for Trump.
I mean, am I supposed to be surprised? I don't think so. I think they could have just skipped all the trials and just recommended that in the first place because that's what they were going to do no matter what.
Right.
Because it wasn't really a trial. It was kabuki theater. They didn't have an other side.
No, this was a Russian trial. This was a communist trial. This is what they do in communist countries. Right? Yeah. This is what they did during the McCarthy era. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Tell people where to find you.
GraniteRock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter. And Merry Christmas, everyone. And Happy New Year.
Ooh, Merry Christmas. I like that. Okay. And Merry Christmas to you, too. Have a great week. Enjoy your family. And I'll talk to you next week.
Great.
All right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. You're stuck with me, and I got a lot of stuff I want to beef about. We'll be back in a few minutes.